Welcome to Christ in All Things, a conversation about meaning and purpose.
It's based on a verse from the Bible, Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, which says, Christ is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
Christ in All Things is a listening ear into conversations about receiving and giving the love and hope of Christ.
And these conversations are an invitation, because as you'll hear, as much as we enjoy having them, digital media operates from a distance, and that's not what's best for us, with God or with one another.
So, thanks for listening. And if you're in the neighborhood, we invite you to participate in person in the life that finds its epicenter at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 210 East Pleasant Street in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. Welcome to Christ in All Things. I am Pastor Lance O'Donnell.
And I'm Pastor Jason Schachman. We're calling this episode, The Catechetical Life.
So let's start off today with a survey of sorts. It's a multiple choice quiz, really. We'll ask the questions, use these as a basis for some teaching, and then come back to the questions and the answers at the end of the episode. You might want to pause after each question to think about it. Make a mental note of your answer, or if you're not driving, write it down.
Question number one. Can you give a summary of the gospel in less than 30 seconds? A, yes. B, no. Or C, what is the gospel?
Question number two. The law shows us our A, sin, B, Savior, or C, criminal history.
Question number three. Forgiveness, life, and salvation comes through A, going to church on Sunday, B, being a good person, or C, faith in Christ.
Question number four. Catechesis is A, junior high school religion class, B, love of felines, or C, lifelong learning of Christ's word.
Again, we'll come back to these questions and the answers at the end of this episode.
By the end of this episode, we pray that you'll be able to answer each of the aforementioned questions confidently and rightly.
So let's talk about the catechetical church and how it really is Christ in action.
One of the great missionary thinkers and practitioners in Christian history was a simple parish pastor in the Bavarian village of Neuendelsau. In his three books on the church, Wilhelm Lea wrote,
"Mission is nothing but the one church of God in motion. Mission is the life of the church. Where it stops, blood and breath stop. Where it dies, the love which unites heaven and earth also dies. The church and mission, these two, no one can separate without killing both, and that is impossible."
Pastor Lea is right. The church is missional, and it must be ever prepared for that mission. As Pastor Lea says, a church that shows no concern for their neighbors hearing the gospel is actually dead.
This means that the church, each member individually, and the whole church corporately, exists in a constant state of readiness.
This is also why the church is called catechetical, because catechesis is a method of teaching that prepares people to know Christ's teaching well, to think rightly about the Word of God, and to speak the Word of God.
Everyone needs to hear the law of God that shows us our sin, so that we are prepared spiritually to hear the gospel. The message of God's gift of forgiveness and eternal life through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God.
The church exists to deliver that forgiveness, and thus the church is constantly teaching its members to know, to think, to speak the Word of God in its truth and purity, and to be active in love, so that whenever the Lord gives us an opportunity, our friends and neighbors may receive the love and hope of Christ.
Pastor Lea is right. Being missional, as one might say, is not an option. because the church, Christ's beloved people, is the Lord's mouthpiece, and that mouthpiece is always prepared to speak.
You see, Christ and his church are about healing broken hearts.
St. Paul writes to the church in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, "In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation."
This message of reconciliation with God, the gracious message of forgiveness in Christ, is what is properly called the gospel.
Only the gospel can heal a heart broken by sin and the cares of this world. This is the message everyone needs to hear.
So, to be the church as Christ intends it means to be a church that always attends to the basics, even as each member and the church as a whole is to grow and mature.
The catechetical church and the catechetical Christian is prepared to ask and answer some basic questions, such as, 1. Do you believe that you are a sinner? 2. How do you know that? 3. What have you deserved from God because of your sins? 4. Do you hope to be saved? 5. How? 6. How has God provided forgiveness of sins? And 7. How do we receive forgiveness?
We hope that you can see then that being catechetical or a catechetical life is about more than completing a class. It's about loving the gospel, loving the word of God, and loving your neighbor in what we'll call the three God-given spheres of life.
The first sphere is the church. Indeed, the catechetical life begins with what we might call a God-given apostolic attitude. In the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42, we are told that the earliest Christians devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread, and to the prayers.
That is, Christians consider the worship of Christ and continuing growth in the Word the center and source of their new and true life in Christ.
Ask yourself, do I worship and partake of the sacraments regularly? For in the divine service, your baptism is remembered. We confess sins and receive Christ's forgiveness, and the Lord's Supper is administered weekly for the forgiveness of sins.
Also ask yourself, number 2, do I show respect for the word by preparing to hear it? Now, think about it. In anything that's important to us in life, from baseball games to a wedding, we prepare. Why wouldn't we simply pray before worship, for example, that God would give us insight by his word?
In 1 Corinthians 9:14, St. Paul teaches the church, "The Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel." And in Galatians 6, we are taught to carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So, number 3, ask yourself, do I show respect for the word by returning thanks to God for the ministry of the gospel, by contributing to the needs of the church, and by serving in the congregation?
The catechetical life extends to life in the home, where the most important God-given relationships in our lives are lived and nurtured.
In this sphere, number 1, ask yourself, is the gospel spoken in my home? Number 2, do I seek and offer forgiveness in my family? Number 3, am I learning from Christ's word and passing that knowledge on to my family? Number 4, am I praying and giving thanks in good times and bad with loved ones?
The third sphere of life is the community in which we live and work. For every Christian in this life is a dual citizen. As St. Paul writes in Philippians 3:20, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yet we are also citizens of an earthly kingdom. God gives us governors, we are told in 1 Peter 2, who are to punish evil and reward good. This is why we pay taxes. St. Paul writes in Romans 13, 5 through 7, as the Lord says through Jeremiah also, believers are always to seek the welfare of the cities where the Lord has placed us. And as Jesus teaches us, we are to love our neighbors as ourselves.
So, as dual citizens on our way to our eternal city, believers should, number one, for example, consider Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, and ask themselves, am I faithful in my daily work?
Number two, believers should consider 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and ask themselves, am I praying for and giving honor to those in authority?
And believers may also meditate on Romans 13 and ask, am I encouraging others to be faithful and give honor where it is due?
Consider reflecting on Ephesians 4:18 and ask yourself, am I praying that God would help me to be attentive to the signs of spiritual need around me?
In Ephesians 4, St. Paul teaches that speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ.
So a wise Christian, learning to live a catechetical life, may ask himself, am I preparing to speak the truth in love?
And considering all that we've talked about, a wise Christian may ask, is my church active in catechesis and service?
We pray that you see, if you didn't before, that the catechetical life is about much more than simply completing a class.
So, Pastor Shachman, let's go back to those questions, shall we?
Sure. Question one. Can you give a summary of the gospel in less than 30 seconds? A, yes. B, no. Or C, what is the gospel? And we hope you know what the gospel is now, if you didn't know before. If you can't give a summary in less than 30 seconds, make that a goal. You want the answer to this question to be a confident yes.
Question number two. The law shows us our A, sin, B, Savior, or C, criminal history. Now, the law may indeed show your criminal history, but when law is used in the law and gospel sense, as it is here, the answer is A, sin. For it's the same use that St. Paul makes in Romans 3:20. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin.
Question number three. Forgiveness, life, and salvation comes through A, going to church on Sunday, B, being a good person, or C, faith in Christ. Now, this question was written to make you think a little bit, because I like to make you think a little bit. Of course, going to church on Sunday is important. It's in the divine service where we remember God's gift of our baptisms. In worship, we confess our sins and receive forgiveness. In worship, we hear the scriptures read and have a sermon proclaimed to us so that we hear the law that condemns our sins. And above all, we hear the gospel of Christ's forgiveness. And then in the high point of every divine service, Jesus Christ himself gives to those who trust his word and have been properly examined, according to 1 Corinthians 11, his true body and blood to eat and drink for the forgiveness of sins. As St. Paul writes in Romans, faith comes by hearing the word of Christ. But it's not the act of, quote, going to church as such that gives us forgiveness, life, and salvation. It is Christ who gives us salvation. So the proper answer is C, faith in Christ. For as St. Paul writes in Romans 3, for we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law.
Question number four. Catechesis is A, junior high school religion class, B, love of felines, or C, lifelong learning of Christ's word. We hope you got the joke there. Catechesis.
I was groaning the first time you said it.
Love of felines. It is kind of a dad joke. While catechism can be the name of a class, what we've tried to show you here is that catechesis is C, lifelong learning of Christ's word.
We strive, by God's grace, to live this out at St. Paul's. So if you're in the neighborhood, come on over and join us at 210 East Pleasant Street on Sundays. And God bless your catechetical life.
Thanks for joining us at Christ in All Things. For show notes and other information about Christ in All Things, visit ChristInAllThings.org. Comments may be emailed to comments@ChristInAllThings.org.
We're thankful to provide Christ in All Things to you as a gift.
But it's not free to produce and distribute.
So, if you'd like to help make the show self-supporting and have a little fun in the process, please click the support page at ChristInAllThings.org.
A donation of any kind gets you a righteous,
environmentally friendly Christ in All Things straw
for the useful but perhaps pretentious beverage container that so many of us like to use.
A donation of $200 or more will get you some cheerful on-air clapping and a pair of excellent Wisconsin-made wigwam hiking socks.
A donation of $1,000 or more gets you thunderous on-air clapping and an elegant Christ in All Things leather folio, handmade by the artisans of the Murdy Creative Company.
If you want to donate more than that, fly us wherever you want, and we'll record Christ in All Things with you at your chosen location, within reason, of course.
All post-production surplus supports youth ministry at St. Paul's. Thank you for your support.
Christ in All Things is a production of St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 210 East Pleasant Street in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. For more information about St. Paul's, visit splco.org, email us at info@splco.org, or call us at 262-567-5001. Intro and outro music, setting by Joseph Hurl. Copyright 1998, Concordia Publishing House, used with permission.